BPA's exit from WEEM necessary for Markets Plus preparation staff says, written by Henrik Nielsen and read by an automated voice. The Bonneville Power Administration's, or BPA, planned departure from the Western Energy Imbalance Market has prompted questions about how the agency will handle the year-long period before it joins SPP's Markets Plus. The agency plans to exit the AIM by October 1, 2027, and trade in bilateral markets until October 1, 2028, when it expects to join Markets Plus, BPA staff said during a day-ahead market participation workshop March 12. BPA staff don't expect any hiccups related to liquidity or finding trading partners in a bilateral market, saying, "We're bidding in with reserves that we're already holding." Libby Kirby, BPA's Markets Plus program manager, said most of the agency's trades are already bilateral. "We submit non-regulating balancing reserves as the minimum that we put in the market," Kirby said. "We will no longer do that. We will return to balancing within the balancing area. We still have the same methodology. We hold the same amount of balancing reserves." Still, meeting participants voiced concern. "An entire year to be out of the AIM just seems like a really long time, considering that you're already in the AIM now," Henry Tillman, a consultant for the Northwest and Intermountain Power Producers Coalition, said during the meeting. "It seems like ITD be just as much work for operations people to manage in the bilateral market as the AIM." Elsa Chang, BPA's AIM program manager, said the agency will commit resources beginning in January 2028 to start training, system configuration testing, and the other necessary steps to join Markets Plus. "The full year is needed for the time to do training, to do testing," Chang said. "We would have to go straight into these SPP activities without much prep time." Dan Williams, principal advisor for Western Markets at the Energy Authority, supported the plan. "By setting a firm timeline, BPA is allowing other entities in the region to prepare for bilateral trading liquidity instead of dealing with uncertainty," he argued. He said he hopes the exit from the AIM will prompt discussions on the seams between Markets Plus and CAISO's extended day-ahead market, which is to launch May 1, 2026. "There's no reason that by that point in 2027, we can't have bilateral markets working better with EDAM that will allow BPA to have markets to buy and sell into and maintain market liquidity across the region, even after exiting the AIM," Williams contended. But Chris Roden, director of energy resources at Clatskanie People's Utility District, asked for more transparency on what the AIM exit will mean, saying the transition feels like a Jesus takes the wheel moment. "We have a number of subsequent processes that we run based on that market participation," Roden said. He added that settlements and rates have become really contingent upon AIM participation.